Welcome to the ministry of Reverend Selassie Maxines of the Makarios Church, East Legon Ogbojo Branch. He is a seasoned and anointed teacher of the word and prophet whose ministry is backed by signs, wonders, and instant miracles. His unadulterated teaching of the word will change your life forever. Now, sit back, relax, and be blessed by today's word.
Hallelujah. Beautiful. I want you to turn to your neighbor, tell your neighbor, you are the blessed of the Lord. I don't think your neighbor is excited with the kind of way you have said it. So find another neighbor. Say, my neighbor, you look like a blessed brother. Find a third neighbor because maybe this other one is not seeing it well. Say, my neighbor, I feel the blessing of the Lord upon your life. Say, if you believe in my neighbor, can you give the Lord a shout? Well, this shout is no good. Can you give the Lord a louder shout? All right. I still feel that your shouts are gentle. Excuse me to say, our church is not a gentle church at all. No. Here we don't do gentility. Here we serve God like David, and we shout and we scream. If you are in Makairos Church Ogbojo, can I hear you give the Lord a shout? Oh, clap your hands, oh ye people, and shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Oh, with a voice of triumph. Oh, come on, let's do it again. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people, come on, and shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Oh, I can't be with a voice of triumph. Hey, for the last time, for the last time. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. With a voice of triumph, with a voice of triumph. Oh, hey, with a voice of triumph. Oh, clap your hands together. La 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 la. Hey. Now let's go this way. Are you ready? La 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 la. Hey. La 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 la. Oh. Find a neighbor. Find a neighbor. Hey. Again, this way. La 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 la.
La 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 la.
Oh. Find a neighbor. Find a neighbor. Amen. For the last time. La 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 la.
La 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 la.
Hey, hey. Oh.
La 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 la.
Amen, amen, amen. Give the Lord a shout. And take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Father, what a blessing it is to be in the house of the Lord. It is a joy to see you. Are you excited to see me this morning? God bless you. God bless you. Everybody who is happy to see me, God bless. Seraphim. 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 Sit down. Always moving. Always moving. Always moving. Hey. Are you blessed this morning? Tell your neighbor that you look like somebody coming from the UK. Are you from the UK? In the first service, in the morning service, I was telling them about St. Lucia, which is an island. And I was telling them about Papua New Guinea, which is an island. And I was telling them about, where else did I mention? Somewhere else. And when I said Togo, nobody minded me. Nobody likes to go to Togo. I see it traveling to Togo. Hey, Mompe Togo. Mompe Togo. Oh. I see it traveling to Amsterdam. Amsterdam, okay. Okay. Miami, to me, who say Amsterdam, no, Ejima, Papa. But Togo in Yejima. One better go. You like Togo? Can you look your neighbor in the face? Say, neighbor, you will travel out of the country by all means. Can you do your finger like a prophet to your neighbor? Say, I see you in the UK. I see you in the UK. I see you in the US. I see you in South Africa. I see you in Canada. Now tell me about I see you in Togo. Togo. Somebody says Tofiakwa. Hey! No, I'm not. I saw somebody do like Tofiakwa. I said, on pet Togo. From Togo, you go to France. Yeah, on your way to France, you pass Togo. Is that a good idea? Father, we bless your name in Jesus' name. When I think about your goodness and your faithfulness each day, I'm convinced.
Not because I am
the word
to receive the kind of love that you give, but I'm grateful for your mercy.
Oh, I'm grateful for your mercy.
And I'm grateful for your grace.
Hey, something is happening.
And because of how you poured out yourself,
I've come to sing this song.
I have come to sing this song out in praise.
Sing again from the beginning. When I think about
your goodness.
Are you thinking about the goodness of the Lord? And your faithfulness.
And your faithfulness each day.
I'm convinced
it's not because I am worthy
to receive
the kind of love that you give.
Somebody grateful for the mercy.
God, I'm grateful for your mercy.
And is somebody grateful for the grace of God?
And I'm grateful for your grace.
And because of how, oh,
and because of how you poured out yourself,
I have come,
I have come to sing a song of praise.
Emmanuel,
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 Emmanuel.
A word unto you. What do you think? 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 12. There are a couple of things I would like to say, but I don't have time to say the things I want to say. But I believe that God is here. Tell your neighbor, God is in this church. And truly so. All right. Thank you for reminding. I want to welcome the online community. They are watching us online from the US, from Kaswa, from Medina, from Amsterdam, wherever you are watching. We love you. And I want you to be blessed by the word of God. Stay on. Make a comment. Tell us where you are watching from. And I believe that God will be a blessing unto you. Hallelujah. Are you excited? Oh, are you in church? Now the Bible's, I'm preaching from Sweet Influences of the Holy Spirit. And today's title is The Influence of the Holy Spirit on Your Emphasis. Emphasis. Is it a big word? Emphasis. E-M-P-H-A-S-I-S. Emphasis. Emphasis, the word emphasis means what your focus is, what you are focusing on, what your attention is on, what your priority is your emphasis. Emphasis is what you spend your life, activities, and money on. It's like the main thing that your life revolves around. That's your emphasis. Emphasis is the reason for why you are doing things. Are you in church? Oh, is that the verse I gave you? 2:12. I'm struggling in my spirit because I want to say a couple of things, but I don't know how you can take it. Now, We have received. We have received. Not the spirit of the world. We have received a spirit, but it's not the spirit of the world. Which means that there is a spirit of the world which people receive. But we have also received a spirit, but not the spirit of the world. But we have received the spirit which is of God. Are you in church? The spirit we have received is the one of God. God, there are a lot of spirits in this world. Different spirits. Witchcraft spirits. Poverty is a spirit. Lying is a spirit. Masturbation is a spirit. Twerking is a spirit. To twerk. Oh, it's a spirit. And it has caught the ladies of our generation. There's no video on social media right now that doesn't include twerking. It's like, if you want to go viral, you have to twerk. If you want likes on your page, likes. Don't speak wisdom. Nobody will mind you. Wisdom. Yeah, you are wasting your time. Just twerk. You will get 1,000 likes right now. Right now. So there are spirits, but we have received the spirit which is of God. That we might know the things that are freely given unto us. Tell anybody that freely given unto us. Some things are for free. Am I preaching? If everything you own in this life, everything you enjoy, everything that you call a blessing, you have to pay for it. You have not received the spirit which is of God. God, the spirit which is of God, one of the things it does that it leads you to the things that are freely. Is that another word for free? Freely given. Freely given unto us. Can you imagine you have gone to marry a wife and the father says, don't bother about bride price. Don't bother about bride price. What the family man call? It's called freely given unto us. Oh yeah, when the family man call, and bother. I said, mentor, mentor, until. Fanokosa, as a freely given unto us. Somebody say, "Ee." You nearly got it. Don't worry. God will make it available in another way. Can you imagine you get admission in a school and they say that everybody must pay, but only you. Only you. No payments. Yes. So our board of directors have decided that every year we make two of the students attend the school for free. And this year, we have chosen you to attend the school for free. Hey! I release this blessing over your life. I release it over your children's life. For free. Can you imagine somebody said, oh, I just got another car. But I don't think it's okay to be driving two cars or three cars. There's one in my house. It's not new. I bought it in 2017, 2018. Do you mind? Like, do you mind? Like, it's not a 2022 car, but do you mind 2018, 2019? Do you mind?
Somebody say, how can you ask you such a question? We don't ask such questions. That's break it. Some things are freely given. Yeah. But there is a spirit which makes it possible. And that spirit is the one we have. Listen, no, it's not that we will receive the spirit. We have received that spirit. It's in you. The spirit I'm talking about, which is the spirit of God. Of God. Because there is a spirit of the world. Oh, and the spirit of the world is dangerous. Do you know what the spirit of the world is doing right now? Now, the spirit of the world has eliminated and aborted what we call shame in the world. There's nothing called shameful anymore. Everything is accepted. That a person will say, oh, this thing I'm about to do is shameful. It's not, it doesn't have integrity. It doesn't show fidelity. So I won't do it. Now there's nothing called shame anymore. It's the spirit of the world. It's that everything is allowed. Things that must be shameful are now things that are sold on social media. Oh, can I preach like I feel it? It's the spirit of the world. There is nothing called baby mama. Baby mama is not something to pride in. But today it's a fashion. It's a fashion. This is a Shatta's baby mama. This one's baby mama. And now beautiful young ladies are priding in being a baby mama. Proud about it. Am I preaching? Shame. The spirit of the world, it has removed shame. Shameful things are no more shameful. It's like, if you are ashamed about it, we are okay. Like, I want to be happy. That's what makes me happy. What makes you happy is to dress like a bikini. You wear bikini from your room. And you walk on the streets of Accra. And you are saying that's what makes me feel happy. Can I preach like I feel it? It's a shameful dressing. It's not acceptable. You cannot walk in life considering only your happiness. Can you imagine I'm driving on a small road with cars behind me? Huh? Who cannot pass by me because the road is small? And I'm driving at 20 kilometers per hour because that's what makes me happy. What makes you happy is not in isolation, it's affecting people. So you cannot go out and say, that's what makes me happy, so I'm just doing it. No, people are affected by it. You're not alone. You're not an island. Or you don't like my sermon? Yeah. Mekasa. Minjaida. Yes. Young boys. Before a young boy gets married, young boy, he would have slept with 78 girls. When you see a boy here coming to get married, you can count about. Huh? 78 girls, including 17-year-old girls, 20-year-old girls, all of them have been fired. Even the instrument has experience before it's going into the marriage. Your instrument, it has experience before it's going into the marriage. The spirit of the world, the spirit of the world, it has removed right and wrong from the world. Like this is, if you say this is wrong and this is right, we don't have it again. No? And even now, if you point to somebody and say this is wrong, she will ask you that, are you the one who fits me?
Yeah.
Yeah, is the it's like right and wrong is no more in the world. Freedom. Freedom. Is there a song like that? Freedom.
Freedom.
Right. Rejoice. What is right and what is wrong? Like this is wrong and this is right. We don't have it again. Like even if I ask a pastor, if I even tell people that this is wrong, it's like no. I cannot tell people that you are misbehaving. This is wrong. I hate my father. I hate my mother. You buy food for me. It's a stupid response. Anybody who responds like that, the person is close to mad. If they are correcting you and you want to point to the person correcting you, that do you feed me? Like, should we feed you before we correct you? It's like, do I earn a right to correct you only because I feed you? So that if I don't feed you, I cannot correct you. Oh, I'm spoiling the church. My message is changing. I'm coming back to my message. I want to come back to my message. The spirit of the world, it generates worldly people. And the spirit of God generates godly people. When you look at the person and you are experienced, you can tell what spirit is working in the person. And I was telling the first service, everybody has experience in us. Everybody who is looking at me right now, there's a spirit in you. And I was telling them that just like you see cars on the road, you know cars, you know vehicles. Any vehicle you see on the road, once you see the vehicle in motion, it is because there is a human being inside moving it. And when there's no human being inside the vehicle, that vehicle is parked. When there is no driver inside a body, the body is parked and we call it dead. We say the person is dead. Anybody who is dead, the driver of that life has come out. But because you are alive and you are moving, there is a driver in you. But the question is that, who is driving this car? Oh, I'm preaching a good sermon. Your car, which is you, who is the driver? You see my car? My car. You know my car? That car, because of who the driver is, that is me. Anytime you hear music in that car, it will be gospel song because of the driver. But this car can change hands and have another driver, the same car, and you'll be hearing Shatawale inside. And the difference, what the music you hear in the car is because of who is driving that car. If
If you are a person who delights in being to nation or beam nation or shatter nation or shay nation, you know shay nation. When the shay nation, I don't understand people say that omutie we are senyum because omukanya sasem. That's a semo and you know omutie. Let me say Proverbs for how who can we hear? Proverbs, who can Proverbs we hear? Ecclesiastes, who can we hear? Psalms, who can we hear? Who should send us a sentence at our level? Ah, me so so me preaching. Well, wouldn't you hear? Who can answer Sama? Daddy Lumba, how could you hear? Proverbs, who can Proverbs chapter 1, verse 1, Proverbs 31, last chapter. You wouldn't need anybody to advise you again, you advise your own self. Yes. Ecclesiastes, who can Ecclesiastes chapter 1, last chapter. We don't need anybody to advise you. Who hear and answer same for that the lumba chain? Be a Bible, not can Ecclesiastes. Can Songs of Solomon. Kind the book of Psalms, kind Proverbs, who in here nyansa same fish when the shay home. My preaching. Oh, my sermon is not nice. What was I even saying before I went? So what spirit is in you? Do you know that this is my car? The car that I'm driving. So long as I am the driver, that car will never be parked at a nightclub. If I am the driver, this car will never find itself moving towards a nightclub to park there. And I'm saying that, in another scenario, this same car, you can find it one day at a nightclub when the driver changes. And you are a car, you are a vehicle, there's a driver in you. So when I study your life, the places you go, the things you do, the things you listen to, I can tell who the driver is. I can tell. The driver of my car, it loves church every Sunday. This car, sing that song for me, More Than Gold.
With Jesus, you're the wind beneath my wings.
Sweet Jesus, you are the wind beneath my
wings. Sweet Jesus,
sing it.
You're my melody and harmony.
You are the melody and my harmony.
Sweet Jesus. You're the eyes that I see through. Sweet Jesus, yes, I'm dancing to your tune.
Dancing to your tune.
As I dare but for water, so my soul longs for you. Forever and ever, yes.
This heart
beats for you.
Hey.
As a dead but for water, so
my soul longs for you forever and ever. Yes,
this heart beats for you.
The reason why I love this song is that everybody's heart beats for different things. Some people, if they hear that Man U and Arsenal are playing, they are in church, crowd. They are checking the time, Charlie. Who are playing? Who is on the team? My friend said, the lineup. Who is on the lineup? Checking the lineup. Checking. Man U and Arsenal will banter this afternoon.
heart that it doesn't beat for those things. Now, whether it's Man U, Arsenal, Chelsea, it doesn't affect me. What my heart beats for, I cannot stay in the house on Sunday morning. I can't. My soul longs for you forever and ever, yes. This heart beats for you. As the day burns for water brood, my soul longs for you forever and ever. This particular heart, it beats for God. Oh yes.
As the day burns for water, so
yes.
My soul longs for you. My soul longs for you.
Hey.
This heart.
Something more than gold.
Something more than gold. I felt something more than gold.
When I got church, I found something more than gold.
If all I have is Jesus,
I have something more than gold.
I'll tell it to the world.
Jesus is more than gold. Listen, is it? People don't even understand how we feel, because I don't know who the driver of your car is. The driver of your car doesn't enjoy such things. Doesn't enjoy that such things. The spirit of the world. The driver of your car. You have to change the driver. I like your statement. You change the driver. How come you like this type of songs? No, you change the driver. How come you are dating two guys at the same time? That particular driver, there's a problem with the driver. You change the driver. I'm preaching to you. Tell your neighbor, change the driver. Oh yes. Yes. There is a spirit in man. And if you receive the spirit of the world, then you need to depend on the world to make it. If you receive the spirit of God, you depend on God to make it. Oh yes. Am I talking to you? When the Holy Ghost comes into your life, He gives you particular emphasis. Emphasis is what is important to you. When the Holy Ghost comes into your life, certain things suddenly become important to you. And when it's not there, some things are not important to you. Other things become important to you. You get it? You don't get it? If you don't get it, forget about it. Your emphasis, which is that suddenly some things become important to you, is received from the spirit that is in you. If you receive the spirit that is of the world, show becomes important to you. You can go to market and buy hair, weave on, whatever. By the time you finish your hair, it's 270 Ghana cedi. Only show. If the spirit of the world is in you, Your bank account will be empty. You'll be holding iPhone 13. Like, we have some show life. To show. Give them. And I'm spoiling the church. If the truth of the world is in you, your values, you lack values. You don't respect elderly people. I'm afraid of people who don't respect elderly people. One time I was blasting, not even one time, last week I was blasting some of my churchmen. They are sitting here. I was blasting two boys. Me as their pastor, I called them to come to church. He said, that's also another problem. If you are here, you have to call you before you come to church. I don't know what driver is in you that we have to call you before you come to church. We don't croak or your womb, sorry. It's like for you, to bring you to church every Sunday is equal to carrying 100 bags of cement. So I was blasting them. I was telling them that if me a pastor, I call you, come, and you don't come. Because you don't think it's important for you to respect your pastor. A pastor, me as a pastor, man of God, of my caliber, I've called you, come. You don't come. Let's even put it aside. Forget I'm not a pastor. In Ghana, Africa, we teach the culture of people respecting elderly people. And virtually, even if you're not a pastor, I am older than you. In Africa, we are taught to honor and respect people who are older. So if you are there and an older person comes, you get up from your chair. You give the older person your chair. That's what we are taught in Africa. So even if I'm not a pastor, I am older than you. Can an older person not call you and you respond? I'm spoiling the church. I really can't finish my sermon, but I will tell you that if the Holy Spirit is in you, not the one of the world, you become interested in your prayer life. Well, one of the emphasis you have is that, do I pray or do I not pray? Am I praying? You suddenly become concerned about your prayer life. If you are moving up and down, up, down, up, down, up, down, you don't bother. Am I praying? Am I not praying? If it's not a concern in your life, we should be worried, because this particular spirit of the world, it doesn't make you think about prayer. But it's the spirit of God that generates a desire and a concern of prayer in you. So if suddenly prayer becomes important, if suddenly you become concerned, the Spirit of the Lord is working. The Holy Ghost is working. But when I'm up and down, oh, Bishop, maybe as you are using the word, I don't know how do you say butterfly in tree? Afafranto. Bishop Eddie says that when in Namsat is Afafranto. Ukoba sa. You don't bother. Twenty-seven-year-old girl won't bump by it. Why your makeup won't bump by it? 32. When the 32 won't bump by it. 25, boom, boom, buy it. Who are TikTok? So, so. Now, I was telling that I don't know why I'm virtually repeating all the things I said in the first service. I was telling that the first service, boom, boom, buy a problem, because God has a special son. Selassie. God God has a special son. Unyankopon. He has a special son. He's preparing somewhere. He's saying that one day I'll bring that son and give that son to this girl to be the husband. But if that man enters her life, has he entered a secured place, a place where there's prayer? Or it's a place where there's no prayer? If that man marries into this particular life, has he married into security of prayer? Or that place in Bible Niho? You see, she's a pretty girl, nice girl. But yemfa pretty, nice, yemfa ya wario. Say, what warrior? Wait the 15 years anniversary, 30 years anniversary, 35 years, and you're pretty nice. Obi, who you face? Who you face? Who you face? Do you get what I'm saying? And I was telling them again. Like, you see this beautiful girl? She fine or she no fine? One day, God has some special babies. He's preparing them in heaven. Ready that when she gets married and she's ready, God's special babies will be transferred to her to be a caretaker of God's treasure. Because the babies are not yours, but you birthed them into the world. The question is that when God releases his precious babies to her life as their mother, are they entering a place of security that our mother prays? Ye mami bompaye. Ye mami. He said, mama, mama, mama. Well, obi a ye fene mama no, mama no. Oma ye dyanen kwa obompaye. And God knows how many times I've heard my mother praying, mentioning my name, mentioning my brother's name, mentioning my sister's name. Many times, even today, if I go home to my mother's house and I'm traveling back, she will want to pray for me. And one day I told her that now I'm grown, I'm a man of God. Me too, I can pray for you. But it's just a joke. But a mother who prays for the children. Are you going to be such a mother? Or a father who prays? Father who prays for the children. Where are the men? Where are the men of our generation? The men of our generation are broken. Broken in character, broken in integrity, broken in responsibility, because we don't have prayer. All the young men are chasing girls. I will tell you next week that if the Holy Spirit is in your life, one of your emphasis is your character. You'll be concerned about your character. Is my character okay? It will worry you. If the Holy Spirit is in you, you'll be concerned about your character. It will concern you that how do you say, am I behaving well in church? Me so bad, no. Me so any bad, no. Ekoia na. At the same, it will worry you. Not worry, like you'll be concerned. If the Holy Ghost is in you, he will give you emphasis of your character. That if we employ you at a workplace, if you are an employee, will your boss be happy about your character? Lift your hands wherever you are. Yes, it's too high. Yes, Shirawo. Asafu
Jehovah. Oh yeah. Crown, crown, Yeshua. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, move me now,
move me now,
move me now,
make my life whole again.
Spirit move,
Spirit move, over me.
Holy Spirit. Everybody, sing it, everybody. One more time. Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
You can lift your hands. You can close your eyes and pray. Make my life. Come, make my life. Change my life. Hey, Spirit, move. Come on. Hey,
hey.
Everybody. Pray to the Lord. Hey, hey. Oh, crown, crown. Yeah, yeah.
Before the Lord's table, you want to say, Father, make me worthy to eat your body and to drink your blood. Communion is for everybody God has saved. Salvation is the only requirement for communion. Only requirement. You don't need any confirmation or anything. Once you are saved, you can partake of the blood of Jesus and the body. Everybody pray wherever you are. Say, Lord, let this body and blood revitalize my life. In the name of Jesus, pray. Father, Jesus,
Jesus,
give us power. 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 I lay my hands and declare power.
Run away.
Jesus. take your seats. The communion staff will give you a communion. Please come. Everybody should take the communion. Salvation is the requirement. Salvation is the only requirement. Everybody should partake of the communion. It's a prayer. It's not a song. It's a prayer. Pray it. Pray it. Pray it. Pray it. You have a situation. Pray it. For the last time. In the night that Jesus was betrayed, that night, he had a meal with his disciples. The Bible says he took the body and he broke it. So you have to break the body. You have to, before you eat it, you have to break it, because when he took the body, he broke it. And he said, "This is my body broken for you, so that you will not be broken, because I've been broken." He said, "Take and eat. For as often as you do this, you remind the devil that I died and I broke my body for you." The body of Christ. The body of Christ. Oh, the body of Christ. Take the body. Same night, he took the blood. He said, "This is the blood of the new covenant. The old is gone. The old is gone. And by the lifting of the blood, I declare over somebody's life, the old is gone. The old is gone. May the blood introduce you into something new. This month, by a new covenant, enter into something new. This is my prophecy over your life. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Take the blood. You can bow your heads and begin to pray. Pray for 1 minute. Everybody, focus on the Lord and pray for 1 minute. Pray for 1 minute. Everybody, pray for 1 minute. Pray. Dancing stars, pray. Close your eyes and pray. Pray. After taking the body and the blood, just pray.
Me,
Pastor, I'm tired of my auntie. She's always wrestling and fighting me. I tell her, leave this battle for the Lord, because there are some battles, if you fight it, you will lose. Live for the Lord. The battles, if you have a child, if you have a child and there's a problem with the child, leave that battle for the Lord. Take the child, summon the child on an altar of prayer and give it for the Lord. Live for the Lord. There is no battle that you can fight by yourself. Take the battle. Listen to what I'm saying. Go into prayer and summon the thing and give it to the Lord. Just give it to the Lord. And when you finish, you just praise. Just praise after praying. When you pray, you praise. When you finish praying, you praise. Hey, your healing is in the Lord. My wedding day. I was looking. Can you imagine if my wedding day, because people look best on their wedding day. So can you imagine the days before my wedding? Because my wedding day, I must have been on my best. Best jacket, best shoe, best whatever. And even I wasn't looking powerful. So can you imagine the days before the wedding? Oh, but there's no way you can look at me and say that I don't look glorious. I look glorious. Or I look fresh.